Welcome to this meditation, which is a guided practice in connecting the body and the head, or rather our foundation, the foundational aspects of our life and our higher potential, our higher visions. So in that said, we begin by settling in, finding a comfortable position, adjusting your body, checking in with yourself. If you're sitting, just as your body wish to sit right now, see too that you are supported and have a good contact with the earth, or the chair you're sitting on, the surface you're sitting on, that you are stable and supported. This exercise is best practiced in a sitting posture. So finding your stability, your grounding, being supported by the surface you're sitting on, whether that be on a mat or on the earth, on a chair, anything else. It's really feeling that you're supported by the ground you're sitting on. And allowing your spine to be upright. Maybe right now stretching the spine, lifting your head a little bit. We're still just sitting down, but the spine is lifting a little bit and the sit bones are rooting downwards. We get this long stretch from the sit bones rooting downwards and wakefulness along the spine all the way to the top of the head. Like you're drawing, opening up towards the sky, lifting up and rooting downwards through the sit bones. Breathing into that stretch and breathing out, releasing. Can just relaxing into a sitting posture, but still with the feeling of this lift, this wakefulness around the spine. We'll do a little bit more of cultivating the somatic awareness here through small mindful movements in the meditation. So right now, we will draw some circles from the tailbone and upwards in the spine. As this exercise, connecting our foundation, our rooting downwards, sit bones, and our higher potentials from the crown of the head. The spine is really essential. So feeling into the spine, making small circles. Let us enhance that contact with the spine. Circles in one direction, and when you're ready, making small circles in the opposite direction. You really feel your spine from your tailbone up along the spine all the way to your neck, the vertebrae of the neck. Feeling the mid-back, lower back, and the vertebrae in between the shoulder blades. Feeling the spine circulating and, of course, breathing, allowing the breath to deepen as you go into these circulating movements. And feel free to improvise. Maybe it's not circle anymore, maybe it's more random, organic movements around the spine, spiraling or going in more snake-like movements with the spine, or in a number 8 movement. Just really activating your feeling of the spine. Breathing into that movement and allowing the breath to come all the way down to your lower belly. And when you're ready, finding stillness, finding your center, checking in with yourself that your base, the base of the body, is really being supported, resting downward, resting and leaning into gravity. And the upper body, the spine, the back, the head on top of the spine, and preferably in the center. Centered up on top of the spine. Really sitting here with this wakefulness in the spine and upper body and centeredness and grounding in the base. We call this exercise crown root. So let us find the crown. We could put 2 fingers on top of the head. Finding that point on the crown of the head, middle of the head, center here. Finding there's still a little soft spot here. Maybe you just feel your skull. That's fine too. So the 2 fingers are just to remind you and help your awareness to find that the crown of the head. And now as you have your fingers on top of your head, allow your awareness to go down to the sit bones and feel the grounding downwards. Feeling the sit bones and allowing your awareness to meet just in between the sit bones. That should be a point in a quite straight line from where your fingers are right now. That grounding. Foundational part of the body. And this is a breathing exercise where we are breathing while our awareness moves down to our foundation. From the top of the head to our root foundation and in the bottom of the body. And when we breathe out, our awareness move back upwards to the crown of the head. So let us try it together. Just still, if it's helpful for you, keeping the 2 fingers on the top of the head. And we're taking an in-breath, imagining breathing in from the top of the head and allowing our breath to go down through the middle of the head, the back of the palate, just in front of your vertebrae of the neck, just in front of the spine. Awareness and breath are moving downwards, down to the center, our root center. And when breathing out, the awareness and the breath moves back up, just in front of the spine, just in front of the neck vertebrae, in the back of the palate, and up to the crown of the head. Now, if you're okay with it, you can release your hands on the top of the head, and just relax your arms, allowing them to rest on the side of your body, maybe resting in your lap, on your knees. Now breathing in from the top of your head, just going with your own pace. It may be faster than my pace. Just being true to your breathing rhythm. Breathing in, following the breath down in front of the spine to the root center. And on out breath, breathing out, allowing your awareness to move back up just in front of the spine. Let us do this for a few moments together. Breathing in from the top of the head, the crown. Down in the center line, finding your center. to the root center. Feeling your foundation and breathing out, coming up, back up again to the crown center. Just following your own rhythm. And on the next out-breath, just relaxing, taking a pause, we'll return to the exercise. Just now noticing, did you tense up anywhere in the body, in the stomach, or in the shoulders, or in the jaws, other places? If you did, see if you can meet that, those tensions and tightness with some tenderness, and right now, releasing. Maybe you'll need to do some soft circulating movements, release tension, bringing the tension as far as possible out of the exercise. Sometimes when we learn something new or when we really focus, we can tend to tense up other places in the body. Just becoming aware of that, releasing tension, stretching wherever it's necessary. Taking a deep breath, just without any direction, just deep breath in and deep releasing breath out. And coming back into your center, into your focus. If your mind is in a distracted mode right now, you can ask yourself for permission to really go a little bit deeper in this exercise, asking your mind for permission to just pausing a little bit with the mental activity and really tend to this exercise, this ground root centering exercise, connecting our foundation, our connection to the earth with our mental potential, but not thoughts, but more higher potential, and maybe our higher visions for our lives. Maybe it's the spirituality that we connect to. It's very individual. So just allow yourself to feel into feeling of connecting top and bottom, bottom and top, and connecting the higher aspects of your life, whatever that is to you, and to your grounding, your material life, your foundation, earthing, grounding. So let us go into the breathing exercise once again, feeling our stability in the ground, in the base of the body, feeling the wakefulness around the spine, and reminding yourself, putting two fingers on the crown of the head. There it is. That's the center point on the crown of the head. And we begin to breathe down from that point along the center line just in front of the spine. Breathing in to the root center, connecting to the earth, and then breathing out. Awareness is coming back up again to the crown of the head. It's going in your own pace, being true to your breathing rhythm, allowing the awareness to just move with the flow of the breath. And if it's the first time you're doing this exercise, sometimes you feel like it's a long way from the head to the root, from the crown to the root. Just allowing yourself to just finding your own rhythm. Experimenting, going a little bit faster, going a little bit slower, just finding yourself in it. breathing in from the crown to the root, breathing out from the root to the crown. And we don't need to complicate it by bringing in images or thoughts or concepts about what is higher potentials, what is grounding, what is our foundation. We just do the exercise, making it basic. And after a while, just trusting the practice. When we do this practice on a regular basis, we do find that it works. In its own very basic, simple way. Just breathing in from the crown of the head to the root, breathing out, coming back up again. And of course, this is an invitation for you to explore if that is true for you. Taking a breath in from the crown of the head to the root and breathing out, releasing. Awareness is moving upwards. Let's do it a few more times together. And on your next out-breath, you can release the breathing pattern. Or if you feel like staying longer in the exercise, please feel free to do so. But if you're ending here with me, just allowing yourself to move the spine, a little bit swaying from side to side, loosening in the jaws, allowing your body to stretch. And just sitting for a moment. Just feeling the response from your system, from your body. Just feeling what's the effect in you at this exercise. Taking some moment to listen inwardly. Thank you for going with me. Thank you for practicing.